If you've ever flown over Atlanta, you've probably noticed it looks different than other major cities. That's because it has the highest percentage of tree cover among them, more than Charlotte, Minneapolis, Denver, and Los Angeles. To get a better understanding of the city's forest, I only had to go 5 miles west of downtown to Lionel Beecher Hills Park.
This is a very special forest that urban areas just don't have. Some of the trees have been cut, but a lot of the trees in here are probably 100 years old. Some of them are older.
That's Catherine Kolb with Eco Addendum. Her group leads nature walks and tours around the metro area.
That's a nice plant right there. Try not to step on that one.
What is that?
I think that's a little Solomon seal coming up.
To the untrained eye, the wooded area seemed rather sad. Brown leaves littered the floor, trees still showcased bare limbs, and the green that was apparent, well, those were invasive species. But as we walked along a trail...
Oh, wow, look at this. Oh.
Kolb spotted plants that actually belong.
I think that's Catesby's trillium right there.
It's native to Georgia.
You know, when we see these plants in the ecosystem, that means our soils are intact. And that's a very special thing.
So, how does a city with almost 500,000 people still have its native soil? Well, you can blame or thank the settlers. Although in recent years, the city's population has continued to grow, it got a late start compared to cities in neighboring states. Charleston was founded in 1670, Charlotte in 1768, but Atlanta, well, colonizers didn't get here until 1837. And when they did arrive, the hilly nature of the area made it hard to farm.
These seed beds go back 100 years or more. That's why the forest is able to regenerate itself.
But fast forward to now. A top risk for Atlanta's trees? Urban sprawl. Greg Levine with Trees Atlanta says one of the main issues he sees is smaller houses being torn down and replaced with larger suburban style ones.
The problem is it's more house, but not really more people. So we're not even increasing our density.
It's kind of a catch-22. People want to move here because of the trees, but to accommodate them, more trees have to be cut down. Atlanta actually has an ordinance that's supposed to help preserve the canopy, but there's kind of a problem with it. Here's Tim Keene, the city's Office of Planning Commissioner.
The tree ordinance that we have doesn't really protect trees. It just requires that you make a payment when you remove a tree. And that needs to change.
But there's no guarantee those funds go toward planting new ones. And what does that change even look like? Keene says, first, regulating trees on private property, then...
We have to protect forests that we have today. We have to plant new forest. And we have to make more of the public realm trees.
Like on streets or in parks or in green space. The city's goal is to increase its tree cover to 50%. Right now, it's about 47%. Levine says he believes trees still matter when people are searching for a place to call home.
We have a city that people want to live, but if you continue to decline and we have more flooding issues or extreme heat summers, which is what you have when you lose your canopy, then Atlanta could lose its marketplace.
City officials say they hope to get a new ordinance in place by this fall. And once that's done, Keene says he thinks Atlanta will for sure reach 50%. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.